Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on Thursday, May 9th, 2024, the year of our Lord, 2024. Hope this finds you well, and my thanks, of course, to those of you who support me by buying me a coffee and helping me keep this platform alive, and to quantumhypno.co.uk for the sponsorship, which does help keep this platform alive as well. So big shout out to everyone, as always. And I want to talk about pre and post Labour net migration. Because, you know, some of us have been alive long enough to see Britain change out of all recognition. But sometimes you see a statistic, and the statistic is so damning that it makes you stop and go, wow. So I saw such a statistic, and I want to share it with you. And this looks at net migration, total net migration into the UK. And if you look at the years 1973 to 1997, the total net migration number was 68,000. Tony Blair wins power in 1997. And then between 1998 and 2022, total net migration is 5.89 million. Got that? So 68,000 from 73 to 97, 5.89 million from 98 to 2022, and that number's increasing. So by now it would be well over 6 million. So that's how it is. That's why Britain feels different to you if you're my age, or maybe not that much younger than me, than what you would have remembered from the 70s. Even the 80s, actually. You know, 70s, 80s. Britain was more or less a constant entity, demographically speaking. More or less, the people that left the country came into the country, and it was close to, you know, 68,000 is as close as nothing to neutral. But when Blair got in, the project was then implemented. And that's why Tony Blair should be remembered as perhaps the man who did more than anything else to destroy Britain. But it was a Labour administration. And you see where I'm going to go with this one. So, all right, so a Labour administration got in 1997, and under their 10 years in power, the lid was lifted and in poured the millions of the diverse. Naturally, the Tories have done nothing to stop it. That they've been a complete failure, and they've been in power for 14 years. So if you take, you know, the 14 years of Tory and 10 years, that's 28 years, 6 million people plus have probably come into this country. And that's why our public services are falling apart. That's why one of the reasons the NHS can't cope, one of the reasons that just across the board, you know, housing and is not adequate for the people who are now here. But that's because of this massive tsunami of net migration, which has been permitted by the political establishment. Now, what really worries me is that, of course, Labour will come to power again in 2024, this year. It will happen. There will be a Labour government later this year. And the last time there was one, there was this explosion in net migration, which has changed Britain out of all recognition. Question you've got to ask is, what's going to happen under the new Labour administration? Because there's no suggestion whatsoever from Keir Starmer that he's going to do anything to reverse that which is already in place. In fact, Keir Starmer's big idea, such as it is, yes, but can we process people quicker and that will get those waiting lists down? It might get the waiting list down, but it means there's going to be even more of these people here. This country is full. It's hemorrhaging. Certainly parts of this country, at any rate, the major conurbations, for example, are heaving with those from far and away, some of whom come here under very dubious circumstances. And we can't sustain it. That's the truth of the matter. And stay British, stay recognisably British. But let's suppose the plan was to change Britain so it's not recognisably British. Well, this would be judged as a very successful period from 98 to 2022. So, you know, that 24-year period, it's 25 years now, has seen Britain warped out of all recognition. And the consequences of that will follow, because remember, first you change the demography, then you change the country. So the country's changing as the demography has already changed and will continue to change. And it's very, very disturbing for us Brits. because we didn't ask for this. We didn't vote for this. Nobody voted for this. Now, of course, there will be people who vote for this. This is the problem. We now have this class, this, you know, these wokey liberals, so-called, who revel in the destruction of our own country. I see it on social media all the time. I see these people who see, they don't see a problem with there being an extra six million net migration in 25 years. They see no problem with that at all. But then again, you know, just because someone is a nihilist doesn't mean I have to go along with their nihilism. So there you have it, my friends, anyway. Pre and post-Labour net migration, it absolutely mushroomed into totally unsustainable levels. And you got to wonder what's going to happen in the next 10 to 20 years. Thanks for listening.